Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
As we were discussing a little earlier, there was more medal success for Ireland at the Olympics today, with rowing gold for Skibbereen duo Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy in the lightweight double sculls. It takes Ireland to 2 gold and 2 bronze, already equaling our total medal haul in Tokyo 3 years ago, and with the hope of perhaps lots more medals to come. Levels of collective joy around the country are rising. But what lies behind that feel-good factor, and why is it so contagious? Well, we're joined now by Professor Ian Robertson of Trinity College Dublin and author of How Confidence Works. And Ian, you're welcome as always to the programme this evening. You might talk to us then about this connection between our happiness and the growing haul of medals that Ireland is winning.
Yeah, actually there's some research being done on this, not specifically on the Olympics, but the 1994 World Cup, where Brazil and Italy were playing in the final, and they located a bunch of Brazil fans in a pizza parlor, and a separate place they found some Italian fans, and they gave them two saliva tests before and after the match, where famously Roberto Baggio messed up and lost the whole World Cup in penalties. And what they found was the Brazil fans, just the people watching, had this big increase in testosterone, and the opposite was true of the Italian fans. Yeah. So multiply that with millions of people, and what you have is the biggest kind of drug experiment ever, where you've actually changed the brains of millions of people. And the thing is about testosterone, which is women and men have it, women at lower levels, but testosterone increases dopamine, which is the feel-good neurotransmitter in the brain. So essentially, you're giving this pharmacological hit to millions of people to make them feel good, it makes them feel confident, and it makes them feel happy. And that's what we're all feeling after, you know, the success today in the rowing and then the swimming, obviously, with Mona McSharry. So it's a fundamental and primitive effect of winning that politicians crave for, because it makes them more likely to be elected. Yeah. It even increases economic factors in the economy.
Yeah, actually, I remember I worked for a newspaper editor who loved when we won games that we were playing on a Saturday, because if it was on the front of the Sunday newspaper, we would sell more newspapers.
Yeah, that's right. Generally, the field, you know, economists and politicians want people to feel good because they spend money, they take risks. They're not thinking constantly and worrying and having a fear orientation to the future, and that fuels the economy. But it's also very good for our health to do that. And the other thing is, it binds us together. You know, it's a primitive tribal feeling of one tribe dominating another in a kind of benign way, as opposed to what happens in war or other types of conflict. It releases all sorts of feel good neurotransmitters, like hormones like oxytocin that lifts our mood and makes us feel connected with other people. So I mean, that's what makes sport such an amazing phenomenon, and particularly the Olympic Games across the world. It allows people to harness what otherwise are malign instincts of one group against the other, harness them in a positive way so that they get all the benefits without the downsides.
Yeah, I might talk to you about the downsides in 1 second, but just on the benefits, and I'm interested that it's not just testosterone that's increased, because I was watching some footage from Skibbereen this morning after that success in rowing, and everyone standing up and cheering, and I actually got a bit teary. Like, I got this rush of sort of emotion, or maybe it was testosterone, I don't know, I got a rush of something, and I sort of almost cried a little bit, you know, with just the emotion of it. So how does that feed into it when you get sort of happy tears?
Well, I mean, emotions are complex things, and I think that these kind of tears, Sarah, are kind of empathy and you know, just the sharing and enjoy that feeling of connection and a release from the feeling of constantly competing with someone else. Finally, you've competed and you've won, but in a way that's shared with other people. And that the sense of shared victory is one of the most heady emotions that people can have, and that produces all sorts of changes in their brains, including ones that produce complex reactions like feeling teary, which I recognise that myself. I was watching the swimming final, the gold medal the other night, and felt a little bit that way myself, I have to say.
Okay, so it's not just me. Now, before I let you go, what about the flip side of that then, when your team loses? If you're from Galway, for example, and it's not the Olympic Games. Do you actually have a physiological response there as well, or is it just that you don't get the rush?
You do have a physiological response. The brain works in something called predictive coding, so that your happiness is proportional to how much the result exceeds your expectations, and your unhappiness is a result of how much your expectations are disappointed by the result. And that results in the opposite effect, a drop of dopamine in the brain, which actually is experienced like pain. So it's a pain-like response in the brain, and a lowering of mood, and a feeling of you're oriented then towards negative thoughts about the future, and so you're less likely to go out and buy the newspaper or buy stuff or contribute to the economy. And so it has quite the opposite effect. And, we saw this after the World Cup, Rugby World Cup, a real downer feeling after that wonderful team had done so well.
Yeah.
And then this big come down.
Okay, so it's good to know we're not imagining it. Whether it's up or down, we're not imagining it. Just finally then, any tips on how to deal with the down?
Well, the thing about the down is, in sport, there's always the next time.
Okay.
There's always the next time. And there's always the fact that you're sharing the pain with other people. And if we feel connected with other people, even in shared pain, that's better than feeling the pain on our own.
Okay. Well, share the pain with other people is a good way to go, I think. Ian, that is fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to have to share that with everybody I know, all that knowledge. Professor Ian Robertson of Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much. You can text us to 51551, your own experiences of testosterone rushes and drops when it comes to watching sport.